Chapter 1, Archery and the Race Issue. My family life has been shaped inevitably by the experiences and decisions of my forefathers, and I've learned a lot about my family history. My mother was Bessie Lillian Gordy, and I knew all her intimate relatives and many of her distant cousins. We would sometimes drive after church services to Richland, her hometown, to have dinner with her close-knit family, where the family conversation often led to an explosion of emotions and angry departures. My father was James Earl Carter, and I never knew even his close cousins, who lived in the county seat just 9 miles from my home in Plains. It seemed that the Carters were not interested in each other. During my first year as president, leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints came to the White House and presented me with a genealogical study of my Carter family. The information went back 13 generations to the early 1600s and included birth, death, and marriage records, land deeds, and data from some of the early courthouse proceedings that involved legal disputes. I put it all in a big box and sent it to our home in Plains. After leaving the White House, I bought my first computer and entered the Mormon research data when I was sent the first edition of a software program called Family Tree Maker. My wife Rosen's family always had 3 reunions each year. There would have been 4 if 2 Smiths hadn't married each other. So in 1998, I decided to have a reunion of a direct descendant of my great-great-grandfather Wiley Carter on what would have been his 200th birthday. More than 950 people came, and I corrected mistakes in my family records and brought them up to date. More recently, I gave the data to our son Jeffrey, and he has published a much more definitive study called Ancestors of Jimmy and Rosalind Carter, focusing on our time in America. These were rough pioneer days, as immigrants struggled for existence or preeminence, and even our more recent family history was, to a surprising degree, shaped by violence. Wiley Carter, who lived from 1798 to 1864, was deputized in the sheriff's posse in Wilkes County when he shot and killed a man named Usry. There was a routine one-day trial, and the sheriff testified, quote, "Usry was evidently preparing to shoot Carter. The two men were cursing each other, and both raised their guns about the same time and fired. Usry was killed."